This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an instructive and enlightening message for this new year titled, How to Have a Good Year. Yesterday, he explained that to have a good year, you must follow the paths of God because it releases his oil or power. Today, he shares the second effect of the oil of God. Come along.
It says the pastures. Instead of being a drunkard, you start drinking communion. Everything will change. Even your face will change. They will drop on the pastures of the wilderness. The pastures will be covered with flocks. The hills, they will be covered with corn. The valleys will be covered with corn. Pleasant things will begin to flow into your life. Why? Because of the oil. In the Old Testament, like I told you, the oil of God always was symbolic of the power of God. Like when David was anointed, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 16, verse 13, Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. From that day, a shepherd boy became a king. When the power of God is released, a shepherd boy can become a king. Psalm 78 verse 70 says about David, he chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfold. A man whose friends were sheep, he took him. From following the ewes great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. A man who was a friend of sheep, became a king. Why? Because of the power, the oil that came upon his head. If we follow God's path, the supernatural power that will come behind you, you'll be surprised. Once there was a man that was ministering, he was living in somebody's kitchen. And I laid my hands on him and I said, I'm going to be a very rich man. He said, when I said, he turned around and he said he felt that it was the man who was sitting behind him, although I had laid hands on him. This year, may our wilderness be covered with flocks. May there be peace in your house. May there be joy in your life. May there be holiness in your life. May you draw closer to God. May you not lack anything. May you pay your electricity bill easily. May you buy food easily. May you buy a car like you are buying chocolate. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's give him glory. Thy parts, they drop fatness. Saul was promoted from a seeker of donkeys to a captain and ruler of Israel because of the oil. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1. Samuel took the vial of oil, poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be a captain? His rank changed. May your rank change. May you move from tenant to landlord. May you move from an ordinary person to an anointed person. May you move from an ordinary member to a shepherd and a pastor and a missionary and whatever that God wants you to do. His rank changed. The only thing that would demote you if you stray away from his path, because Saul strayed and he was demoted. Thy parts, they drop fatness. And I said, oil always stands for the power of God. David said, anyone who obeys God's word, you release the anointing. Oil also stands for abundance and overflow. That's about the overflow. This year, there's going to be abundance. Fat in your finances. Fat in the anointing. Fat in your character. Fat in your friendships. Fat in your whole life. Somebody say abundance. When the oil comes down, you anoint my head with oil. Verse 5 says, the cup runs over. It says, the parts of God, they drop what? Thou anointest my head with oil. Something in 3 verse 5 says. And because because of the fat, there is an overflow. My cup runs over. Recently, I went to visit a man. He had a house, two-story house. And his bedroom is on the first floor, the ground floor on the first floor. When he's moving from his first floor, the ground floor to the first floor, he doesn't use steps. So he has a lift, his own lift, in the bedroom. There's not a lift for the house, in his bedroom. So when he enters, then it takes him up to where he dresses, and that's after dressing that he comes down. Have you seen some before? That's abundance. Put your hands together for yourself. That is abundance. Even steps, he says he doesn't like it. Not in the house, in his bedroom. I mean, this is a real overflow. He said he wants to take us to his yacht. Three-level yacht. And the yacht, the top, has a big space for a party for 100 people. And the yacht is 100 meters long. How long is your room? I am just telling that people can experience real abundance. And the man is a Christian. And as we were working with him, I said, wow, this is what we call my cup runneth over. Look, there are people like that in the world, though. Until you meet them, you will never know there are people like that. And they are Christians. I've met real Christians like that. People who serve God. The man took my wife and I into his office. His office where he works. Hey, he has a sauna, a jacuzzi, everything. I said, why? So when I'm working, I just want to relax, then I sit inside. I said, huh. There are small boys in the world. When you walk in God's path, David said, he will bless you with intangible blessings. God, money can buy everything. They shout for joy. They sing. You can't buy joy. You can have money and still feel miserable, feel unwanted, feel depressed. Although you have a lot of money, you can't buy peace. You can't buy inner harmony. You can't buy a good sleep. So David, who said in Psalm 4 verse 8, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Even to have a sound sleep, you can't buy it. You know, sometimes when you sleep, man, people are chasing you. When you wake up, there's activity. When you die too, you are in town. People are harassing you in town. When you sleep too, the same. People are harassing you. People tell me all kinds of weird dreams. Weird dreams. Guy told me he had a dream. He was in a carrier bag. Somebody was carrying him. He has not worked for 20 years. 20 years the guy has not worked. And was in a carrier bag. Then I prayed for him. Well, that day I prayed for him. And he had that dream. And when I prayed for him, the guy opened the carrier bag. And the man said, from today you are free on the earth. And he jumped out. So there are people in carrier bags. Some of you are in milk containers, in boxes. In the realm of the spirit, you are being carried around. Do you know that after the dream, after 20 years of not having a job, he had an international job and he flew out of the country to take up that job? After I prayed for him and he had that dream. So even to sleep and have peace and joy, look, it's a gift from God. Romans 14:17, I like that scripture. The kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink. Although there's meat and drink involved, that's not all. It's more than material things. It also entails intangible things. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You wake up and you are at peace. You don't even have money, but there is peace. God has blessed you. Because if you have a lot of money and you don't have peace, you can never enjoy it. You can't enjoy your sleep. You can't enjoy your food. You can't enjoy anything because you are surrounded by too many problems. May God bless us with the tangible and the intangible things, with the material and the spiritual. He said, they shout for joy, they also sing. This year will be your singing year. David said, if you follow what I'm saying, December 31st, and I'm speaking from my experience, you will be singing.
Amen.
I said, you will be singing.
Amen.
Secrets to a good year. One thing about secrets is that secrets sound so simple that they don't appear like secrets. But the devil is always in the details. Father, I pray, grant us grace to walk in your paths and your commandments, that you will crown our year with goodness. Let everyone enjoy the goodness of God. Let it be the best year of our lives. Let our dreams come true. Subdue our enemies. Bless us on every side. Grant us grace to follow your paths. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody say amen.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that when we walk in God's paths, he blesses us with intangible things. This is a secret to having a good year.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says that I'm finally getting married. Sir Prophet, I told you my intentions of getting married, and I asked you to pray with me. We scheduled the marriage and started preparing towards our marriage ceremony. But a week to the day of the marriage, our president locked down the country, and we had to postpone the wedding. But now, both families have agreed to have a very small marriage ceremony. Actually, this is what I've always wanted, a small but beautiful wedding to cut down on my cost. God has answered my prayer. I look forward to the success and fruitfulness of this union. God bless you. Wonderful, interesting testimony from somebody who wanted a small wedding, a small budget, and we pray, and he says that COVID came, the country was locked down, social distancing came, and now he has his dream wedding. 25 people, low budget wedding, no stress. Very happy. We thank God for such an awesome testimony.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
It's Christmas again, and we've got the perfect gift for your friends, family, or that work colleague. This Christmas season, give your loved ones something valuable that will last a lifetime, uplift them, and get them ready to face the coming year with faith, hope, and joy. Grab this once-in-a-lifetime offer of any three books by Kakrabaden for a bundle deal of 150 CDs with free delivery anywhere within Ghana. International, get any three books for $30 with free delivery. Order now and have your gift delivered just in time for Christmas. Order via WhatsApp on +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or place a regular call to +233 207 575 215. Or send us an email on info@kakrabaden.org. Terms and conditions apply. It's still the most exciting time of the year. Don't slack. Put a smile on someone's face and be a blessing. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 207 575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.